First up this afternoon, though, it's time for us to talk a little college football. And to do that, well, we're joined by one of the best in the business when it comes to covering FCS football from Hero Sports and the host of the FCS Football Talk podcast. We're happy to be joined this afternoon by Sam Herder. Sam, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, absolutely. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, you guys do such a great job at Hero Sports. I love the way you cover FCS football and frankly, giving it the kind of coverage it deserves because, you know, those of us involved in it know it's the best level of football.
Well, I certainly agree with you there. It's a unique level of football, certainly kind of being the lower Division I subdivision. But just with the 24-team playoff, it makes it so exciting to cover, and I'm happy to do so.
Well, and here we are with just a few weeks left to go in the regular season and all kinds of questions about who's going to be in that playoff field. But before we get to that, though, let's talk about some recent news and begin with last night when the word came out that the CAA, the Colonial Athletic Association, was going to ban James Madison University from any postseason appearances if they announced their plans to jump to a bigger conference. But you were among those to clarify pretty quickly that doesn't apply to football because CAA football has a different set of bylaws.
Yeah, so I made sure to reach out to make sure that was correct. But yeah, James Madison football can still get the CAA's auto bid into the FCS playoffs, which, you know, ultimately doesn't matter because even if they were an at-large bid, they still were, you know, going to be a high seed. But now, you know, the football team is still able to win the CAA championship if they are able to do so. But yeah, just the other sports, you know, unfortunately for those players, just, you know, so unless it gets overturned, which I don't know if that'll happen or not, but all the other sports at James Madison, unfortunately, won't be able to compete for conference championships this academic year.
Well, we're likely to see some pretty significant changes in the ranks of FCS football with a lot of teams being mentioned. I saw a report last night that Jacksonville State, Sam Houston State may be among those moving on to Conference USA. Who do you think are the most likely impactful teams to move from FCS to the FBS ranks?
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously James Madison is, it's not a done deal, but it's basically a done deal, them going to the Sun Belt. It seems like you mentioned, Jacksonville State, Sam Houston, they've gotten invites to join the Conference USA, and, you know, a conference isn't going to extend an invite after having conversations with schools unless they know, you know, basically the answer is going to be yes. And those are our three good programs at the FCS level, so it certainly hurts the subdivision. Three programs with good facilities, good stadiums, good fan bases. They take football seriously, and so that hurts, definitely. But I still think the FCS as a whole, you know, the Big Sky, the top teams in the Big Sky and the top teams in the Missouri Valley Football Conference are kind of landlocked as far as, you know, not really being in a great region to jump to the Group of Five. And so I think as long as those top teams in the Big Sky and those top teams in the Valley stay put, the FCS should still be healthy, and then you have, you know, the CAA will still be pretty strong with teams like Delaware, and then, you know, there's teams in the South, too, like Southeastern Louisiana or Kennesaw State. There's some SoCon teams, too, like Wofford, and you know, ETSU is on the rise as well. And so overall, you know, the top teams leaving the subdivision has always happened. It doesn't mean it doesn't hurt, but the subdivision will just kind of, you know, keep on keeping on with these losses.
Well, we've seen what might be a warning for some teams that want to jump that route here in New England with UMass and UConn that moved up to the FBS ranks several years ago with very limited success. And I know in the case of UMass, losing money along the way, I wonder why some teams will make the decision to become probably an also-ran for a few years at that level when they could be a perennial playoff team and always contending for a national championship at this level.
For sure. And for, you know, in James Madison's situation, I think it, you know, it really makes sense for them to make the jump to the FBS and definitely the Sun Belt, you know, just because they have some teams regionally there like App State or an Old Dominion, Marshall, kind of teams James Madison views as peer institutions. And so that move to me makes sense. But Jacksonville State and Sam Houston going to Conference USA, which is just kind of all these new teams with Conference USA there, it's going to be all over the map. You know, whatever the streaming deal and the TV deal for Conference USA is already among the lowest at the Group of Five level. Mm. It's going to get lower with the teams, basically the entire conference going to other conferences. There's a few teams left and then adding in like Liberty and Jacksonville State, Sam Houston, the TV deal is not going to be great. And so you're not, I don't see how Jacksonville State and Sam Houston makes more money making the jump. If anything, it's going to cost them more money just because they're flying to, you know, Florida and New Mexico and all over the place. And so those two moves, if they do happen, they don't make sense to me, honestly.
We're talking with Sam Herter of Hero Sports. Well, let's focus on this season as we head to the home stretch of the regular season. The playoff field of 24, good to be back to that after the somewhat shortened spring season. What it means is we're dealing with 13 at-large bids. Is that right?
Yes, there are 11 auto bids out of 11 conferences, and then 13 at-large bids this year.
And those are often spread out among the power conferences in FCS football. And I would say right now, is it wrong to think that if we look at the Big Sky and the Missouri Valley, we might see at least 7 or 8 teams from those two conferences combined?
Yeah, I think that's fair. You know, I know CAA fans or SoCon fans won't like that. But you're looking at the top 5 teams in the Valley and also the top 5 teams in the Big Sky, and obviously 2 of those would get the auto bids. But then that's probably 8 combined at-large bids between those two conferences, just because they are pretty top-heavy, you know, I will admit. Then that basically leaves 5 at-large bids up for grabs between the CAA, the SoCon, Southland, OVC, Big South, AQ7, and so those other conferences are – those second and third place teams in those conferences are basically going to be fighting tooth and nail to get some of those last at-large bids.
Now, when I look at the CAA, barring a big collapse down the stretch, it would appear to me that James Madison and Villanova are probably already in. And then it's a question of whether the CAA can get one or possibly 2 more teams in.
Yeah, I think, like you said, yeah, James Madison and Villanova are basically, I don't want to say locks because you never know what can happen, but they essentially are going to be in the playoffs. And you know, James Madison will likely be a seed. Villanova has a pretty good chance to be a seed as well. But all of a sudden, you throw William and Mary in there. They had a dominating win against Villanova last week. You know, at 6-2, they play Delaware, they play James Madison, they play Richmond. I think William and Mary, with how they're playing, probably will beat Delaware. Likely will beat Richmond. That's 8 wins for William and Mary. And so I think in that scenario, the CAA does get that third team in with the Tribe making it.
Yeah, I think any CAA team that wins 6 games in the conference is likely to be in. And then if you've got 8 overall wins, so then it comes to the bubble. And you're the first of the national folks out there to bring up the Maine Black Bears. And I've been saying for a while, it's an extreme long shot, but if they could win out, they've got a chance. They needed to win 6 in a row. They're halfway there. Not an easy schedule. Stony Brook, always a tough physical opponent this week. An FBS game at UMass, and then a struggling New Hampshire team at the end. But if Maine goes 7-4, including an FBS win, they'd be 5-3 in the conference and would be riding a 6-game win streak. I would think they would have a shot.
They would have a shot, certainly. They would get heavy consideration. I don't know if it would happen just because, again, the Big Sky and the Valley will hog a lot of the at-large bids. The CAA, you know, Nova, James Madison, and William & Mary, they'll 2 of those will take at-large bids. The SoCon might take 2 at-large bids. And so 7-4 Maine will certainly get consideration. I think a lot would have to go their way with other teams losing in other conferences. And just kind of to compare, Southern Illinois, who's one of the top teams in the FCS this year, they finished 7-5 in 2019. And one of those wins was actually against UMass, and they ended up getting left out of the field. And I think one of the committee members said, yes, it was an FBS win against UMass, but, you know, UMass isn't that strong, and that's still kind of the case this year. And so any FBS win certainly helps your resume, and it boosts your resume up. But I do think committee members look at the FBS win as far as saying, you know, how good of an FBS win is that?
We talk about the power conferences in FCS football, but Sam, what's a conference that's on the rise, that's doing better and better and has the potential to get their automatic qualifier in and maybe advance a round or two?
Yeah, I look at the SoCon, I think, is making positive steps. They were one of the power conferences in the FCS, and then they lost some teams to the FBS, you know, kind of like we touched on earlier, and they've kind of taken a step back. But they have a pretty good top 4 teams right now. Mercer, ETSU, who has a Power 5 win earlier this year. BMI has gotten much better, and Chattanooga has always been a pretty solid team as well. And, you know, strangely, Furman and Wofford, kind of the traditional top teams in that conference. They're struggling this year, but I expect them to rise back up eventually. And so I think the SoCon, I don't know if I see a national title contender in that conference this year, but I think they have three teams that can compete pretty well, and maybe one of them ends up making the quarterfinals, but I don't think they're quite on the level to challenge, you know, like a James Madison or a North Dakota State or an Eastern Washington, teams like that, just yet.
Now, defending champ Sam Houston has done nothing to hurt their status as a front runner for the national title. But I look at that number two team in the polls right now, and North Dakota State, they've got the tradition, the history, but they've also got a defense that's just unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty weird. The Bison are 8-0 right now. They take a road trip to Brookings, which will be a 50-50 game. But if they win that one, the Bison are looking at an 11-0 record, probably a top-two seed. But the fans aren't too satisfied right now. The offense, admittedly, hasn't looked great at times. They have a question at quarterback. But still, I mean, the Bison are 8-0. Their defense, like you mentioned, is playing absolutely lights out, allowing less than 10 points a game. And so this Bison offense doesn't have to be, you know, a Trey Lance-led offense that's scoring 40 points a game. They're okay scoring 33 and, you know, having their defense clamped down on teams.
Well, it's an exciting time as we head to the home stretch of the college football regular season. Follow Hero Sports. Follow Sam on Twitter as well. Subscribe if you're not already to the FCS Football Talk podcast. Sam Herder, great to talk with you. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thank you once again.
Sam Herder talking college football with us.